Zach the Gemara Brisa says all are allowed to enter the Heichal to build, to make repairs, or to remove Tumah. However, the preferred method is that it be done by Kehanim. If that's not possible, it should be done by Levim. If that's not possible, then it should be done by Israelim. In any case, the person entering must be Tar. Rav Huna says Rav Kehana taught a version that was more pro-Kehanim than this. He taught as follows. He taught that the preferred method for making metal plates, which are made in the area between the Ulam and Mizbeach, is for a Kohen who doesn't even have a Mum to do it. If that's not possible, then a Kohen with a Mum may enter the area over there to do it. The preferred method is that it be done by a Torah Kohen. If that's not possible, it may even be done by a Tomei Kohen. In all cases, it may only be done by a Kohen and can never be done by a Zar. In fact, Gemara, if you have a choice between a Kohen with Tomei and a Kohen with a Mum, which one is preferable? Rav Kiva Rashi and Nehemiah Rav said that Tomei Kohen should go in because we find that there are times when Tomei Kohen may do the Avoida, even for the Tzibur, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur sometimes. Rav Lazar said that the Kohen with a Mum should go in because a Kohen with a Mum can at least eat Kodshim, whereas a Tomei Kohen cannot. Mishnah said, Rav Shimon Aymer V'Chulu. Rav Shimon's statement in our Mishnah is referring to a halacha he said in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis. He said that one who finds himself outside of the Tchum, but within 15 amas to the Tchum, is allowed to enter the Tchum. This is so because when measuring for the Tchum, they would intentionally mark the end of the Tchum 15 amas short of the full 2,000 amas to prevent someone from accidentally stepping beyond the Tchum. So what he means is, therefore, when the Chachamim give back, meaning this 15 amas, they say, if you're 15 amas out, you can still go back in, they're actually giving something back that they had previously taken away, because they marked the 2,000 amas, 15 amas too close. Mishnah said, "Shulay hitiru lacha ella mishum shvus." The Gemara says the halacha referred to here is regarding the type, the tying of a rip string on an instrument in the of the Beis Hamikdash, regarding which Rav Shimon said only the tying of a bow is mutter, not a knot, because a knot may lead to an issur deraisa, whereas a bow cannot. Hadnalach perek hamoitzei tefillin, hadnalach misechtas erevin b'hadochalon, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov.